This video was made possible by Squarespace. Start building your website for free at squarespace.com/RLL, and then when you're ready to launch, use the code RLL to get 10% off at checkout. Throughout the course of human history, people have fought against and killed one another for some pretty stupid reasons. At least it may seem that way from our sophisticated way of viewing things from the 21st century. There was the time that El Salvador invaded Honduras after a controversial football game, the time that the Austrian army fought a battle with itself while drunk, and countless times where one guy thought that his religion or way of ruling was better than anybody else's. Most wars, in fact, could probably be argued were fought for stupid reasons. But in all of my personal reading, I've never come across one as silly-sounding as the War of the Bucket, which, yeah, was an entire war where thousands of people died fighting over essentially a wooden bucket. The setting was northern Italy during the late Middle Ages. Italy at the time was divided into various different city-states, and northern Italy in particular was part of the Holy Roman Empire, and so the states here were mostly independent but technically owed their allegiance to the Holy Roman Emperor back in Germany. And since people like arguing about literally anything, a conflict arose in the northern Italian states between who had more authority, the Holy Roman Emperor or the Pope. In 1176, the Holy Roman Emperor invaded Italy and was defeated by a bunch of city-states brought together by the Pope. Over the next couple centuries, different states shifted around their allegiances, but by the 14th century, Modena was all aboard Team Holy Roman Emperor, and Bologna was on Team Pope. In 1296, Bologna invaded and took a couple territories from Modena, which their buddy in the papacy confirmed to be legitimate. Meanwhile, the guy ruling Modena got pretty pissed about that and said, "Enough with the Pope and what he thinks. I'm gonna show those Bolognese who's boss." His name was the very easily pronounceable Passerino Bonacolsi, and he didn't seem to be very popular at home. And do you know what the best strategy to win support from your own people is when you're not very popular? You start a war and you hope you win it. So Bonacolsi confronted Bologna over the stolen territories, and what would you know? The Pope declared him a rebel against the church and offered a bounty for anybody that could, quote, harm him or any of his possessions. By 1325, border skirmishes between the two rival city-states were getting more intense. In July of that year, the Bolognese launched a raid into Modena and burned down a bunch of their farms. The next month in August, a bunch of pissed-off Bolognese peasants apparently spent 2 weeks rampaging across other parts of Modena and burned down even more farms. Then in September, some other pissed-off Bolognese soldiers decided to just give up the castle they were defending to the Modenese because of reasons that aren't really super clear. So during all of this chaos, a bunch of bored Modenese soldiers who had nothing better to do decided that they were going to sneak into the center of the city of Bologna and steal a wooden bucket from their well, probably thinking how hilarious of a prank that just was. Modena was shocked when Bologna claimed the theft of their bucket was humiliating, and so they demanded that the soldiers who stole it return it. When Modena just laughed that off as not being serious, Bologna turned the scale up to 11, declared war on them, and raised an army of 32,000 men. The Bolognese army invaded Modena in November and demanded that the bucket be returned again. Bonacolsi in Modena was only capable of raising an army of 7,000 men to face them, but even though he was outnumbered by more than 4-1, he marched out to meet the invaders on the field anyway in what would become the Battle of Zappolino. The details of what exactly went down here are hazy, but somehow the Modenese won after a few hours of hand-to-hand combat that saw around 2,000 people losing their lives over a bucket. That's about as many casualties in one day of fighting over a bucket as the total number of American casualties during the entire war in Afghanistan. After winning the battle, the Modenese routed the Bolognese all the way back to their city walls, where they laughed at them and hosted a series of athletic games just outside to make it worse. The Modenese then proudly put the bucket they stole up for display as a trophy, and if you visit Modena right now, they still have the exact same bucket that you can actually see nearly 700 years later still up for display. All this time later, and Bologna still hasn't ever gotten it back. They may have been waiting 7 centuries to get some of their city pride back, but you don't even have to wait 5 more minutes to get started with building your own website. You can get started right now by visiting Squarespace next. Regardless of what it is you do, whether it's podcasting, art, blogging, or you're looking to create your own YouTube channel, you need a way for people to find you online. Squarespace can seriously help individuals and small businesses like you and me make something that was previously only available to massive corporations, an amazing, beautifully designed, and professional-looking website. With their intuitive and easy-to-use website builder, beautiful design templates, reliable 24/7 customer support, and reasonable prices, Squarespace is the best place to build your online presence and create a lasting first impression when people search for and discover you. And best of all, you can try out Squarespace for free right now by going to squarespace.com/RLL, and then when you're ready to launch, you can get 10% off by using the code RLL at checkout.